We're speaking to Festus softball sophomore shortstop Abby Rickerman, who made it onto the Regional Radio Dream Team. And as a sophomore, proven that she is one of the best in the Jefferson County area. And she joins us here to sort of talk about being on Dream Team for the first time. Abby, what does it mean to you to have the season that you have and have it rewarded with a Dream Team selection?
Oh, I feel really blessed and honored to have been given this opportunity. I felt like we had a really good season overall as a team, and I'm very proud of everything we've accomplished.
Speaking of the accomplishments, you were Class 3 District 3 champs for the second year in a row. Unfortunately, you lost in the sectionals to St. Francis Borgia and lost in the sectionals to Union last year. So you keep getting the district championships and you keep getting to the sectional round. What are some of the things that you think that maybe you and the team have talked about as to how you can go about, you know, next season and getting beyond that?
We've worked really hard. I mean, our original goals are always, you know, repeat district, get district, and sectionals. I think we just need to keep working hard and focus on our hitting and our defense, making sure that we do all the fundamentals right and that we're constantly working hard every play to make sure that we get the best outcome.
All right, very well. Introduce some of your teammates, some girls that you've sort of fallen back on to sort of help you maybe with your game. I don't know if you kids, you know, work with each other on hitting and fielding and all that stuff, or if that's sort of you know, something you do with the coaches. But introduce some of the players that have been a big impact on you this year.
Well, really, ever since my freshman year, Sarah Hoffman and Emily Gabar, they have really welcomed me and have been great friends. Like, we'll go hang out even outside of softball, and I know, like, I can always count on them, and I'm really going to miss them next year because they were a huge part of my softball career at Festus and have become really great friends.
You'll be a junior when the new fall softball season begins coming up later this year. What are you looking forward to most about being a junior and, you know, and maybe even possibly kind of taking on a leadership role?
I guess finally being like an upperclassman, because, you know, being an underclassman is always like you have to prove yourself and you're always like, you know, looked at like a younger person. Now, like, the younger kids have a chance to look up to you and you have a chance to prove yourself and like continue to like set an example for the younger kids of like what they need like to do as a Festus Tiger and how they should represent themselves and carry themselves on and off the field.
And you and I were talking before this interview that you're a very responsible 16-year-old doing some babysitting for a cousin of yours. Or maybe cousins, but obviously you, even at 16 years old, it sounds like talking to you, you're kind of ready for the continuation of being a responsible player and being a big voice on the team.
Yeah, I look forward. Like, I want to help the kids, like, help younger kids and help my team as much as I can, and I want to lead by example and, you know, present myself as, like, a good person all around, not only on the softball field but also off the field.
Very well. Let's talk about some of your stats on the field. 568 batting average, 39 runs scored, 39 stolen bases. You actually were able to hit a home run, so that's pretty neat as well. You drove in 17. Can you tell us a little bit about the home run and also maybe tell us what stats stand out to you?
The home run actually was it's inside the park, but I mean, I was still pretty excited. The outfield had came in on me, and I knew that if I could square up a ball, I could get rolling on the bases. So I squared one up and hit it deep center, and I was just full of energy, and I was just actually like a lot of adrenaline and just was flying around the bases trying to make it home because I was really, really excited. And I guess the stats that stand out to me are the stolen bases because I really take pride in my speed, and I feel like that's one of my key assets that really helped the team. And so the fact that I was able to get 39 stolen bases this year, I think, really helped us progress and, like, do some good things in the game.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, the 39 stolen bases that you had broke a school record for most steals in a single season. Do you know whose record you broke?
I think it was Cheyenne Pratt that she had before that.
All right, very well. Well, Abby, covering softball games, you constantly hear a bunch of chanting and so much energy coming from the dugout, and you can actually hear it on the broadcast. So obviously it's a very lively atmosphere in the dugout. Can you kind of share with us some of your favorite moments, I don't know, cheers, chants, that kind of thing?
We honestly just try and, like, cheer everybody on. Like, we try to encourage everybody up there because, I mean, it always feels nice whenever, like, you have your team supporting you up at the plate and knowing that, like, they got your back and they believe in you and, like, they have confidence in you that you can do it. So we try and cheer for every single person up there. Like, we try to be loud, stay upbeat, like, keep doing it. And honestly, my favorite thing is whenever, like, we have, like, rally caps. We put our helmets on backwards or our visors on backwards, and we get all excited, and, like, we want to rally. Like, we need runs. Like, we just get really pumped and excited.
All right, very cool. Talk about non-player influences on you, coaches' influences on you, and how much it's meant to you at, you know, as just a sophomore to be able to put up the numbers that you have your first 2 years of high school.
I've had people supporting me, and I've always believed, like, my parents are my biggest supporters, and they are always, like, encouraging me and telling me that I can do it, and they've pushed me ever since day one, and I'm so blessed to have them. And our coaches have always, they're always there encouraging us, and they're helping us along the way each and every day at practice. They're putting in the hard work like we are, and I'm just so blessed to have anybody, like, everybody who has helped me along the way, my coaches for select ball as well, and then my parents and my friends and my family. I'm just so blessed overall.